You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Joel and Luke Smallbone, a.k.a. for King and Country. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How are you?
Dude, thanks for having us. We're good, man.
Thank you for taking the time to come. Now, with all due respect, Smallbone is your real last name?
Hey, now Dad's in the room, so you got to be careful. But yes, it's...
No, that's an awesome name.
No, it's a great name.
It's a real name.
It's a real name. It's not a stage name.
Dude, our cousin was a high school teacher, right. And he was like, man, I would walk in there, I'd say, just give me your best jokes. Just give me your best jokes.
Right.
That was the way we actually
Mr. Smallbone, are you kidding? I would love that teacher, and I'd sign up for his class regardless of what he was teaching.
Luke never went to a day of school in his life. This is true. He homeschooled the whole time, and I think he dodged a major bullet.
I think I did.
Are you kidding me? I would want to be friends with you just so I can yell from across the room, Smallbone, get over here.
Dude, I play basketball. They did that all the time.
Dude, that's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
funny.
The great. Well, Mr. Smallbone Sr., I appreciate you taking the time. Have you met other Smallbones outside of your family?
No, never. Well, you might have. Have you met any small bones? So there was one, we thought it was Australian because originally from Australia.
Right.
We were like years ago, we were walking down in London, you know, and I need to set the record straight. We were free settlers in Australia. We weren't the convicts, all right?
Okay.
But we're walking in London and there's a kitchen supply appliance shop.
Right.
And it's
like a Williams Sonoma.
Small bones. And we were like, well, here's
that's
our,
where it was.
Our
really?
Well-to-do ancestors.
Wow.
You know, have
no,
a
that's a great name. I love it. By the way, another great name for King and Country. That's a great name right there.
Man, you're into names. I like this.
Well, you know, it's got to be catchy.
With a man like Mario Lopez. Snappy. I mean, it works.
Not as cool. I'm admitting it. Not as cool. Very Latin, but not as cool. Not as cool. Your new album just came out, Burn the Ships. What was inspiring for you for this particular group of songs?
Mm. Yeah. Well, that idea comes from my wife and I. We got three kids, and when she was pregnant with our second, she was given some anti-nausea pills, and kind of through some weird circumstances, she got addicted to them. And so there was a moment where we were at home, and she just took these pills. She said, "I got to flush these pills," and because these pills represent so much shame and guilt in my life. And so she, when she did that, I was reminded of a story about an explorer who went to a foreign land. And when he arrived in the foreign land, he said, "Hey, we're going to go explore the horizon, going to explore the mountains." And when he's on the, you know, and all of these soldiers are coming from the ships, and they're like, "Man, we want to just go back to the ships. We don't want to go. It's unfamiliar to us. We just want to go back to the confines of the ships." And so he calls them back on the shoreline again, gets every single soldier there, and he gives his generals the command to burn the ships because he said, "We're not going back. We're moving forward."
Wow.
And that's so for my wife.
Great story. Powerful.
Yeah, when she took those pills, man. So that's kind of inspired the album title.
Wow. That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that, man. Yeah, that's heavy duty. And I can kind of relate being injured and liking those pills a little bit too much.
It becomes
definitely a thing. Now, the first single, Joy, been climbing the charts. And are you surprised at the crossover success? I mean, I got to imagine that's always sort of the hope, right? That everyone loves your music.
Man, we've set out really from the beginning of the band to like, just be honest, dude. Like this new record, for instance, is, you know, Burn the Ships. It's an album of no retreat, but like there's love songs on it. There's, you know, there's spiritual songs on it. There's social songs on it. I just became a United States citizen.
Congratulations. Right,
thank you. I'm actually very proud.
For dude,
I'm just, nice. I am milk. It was last year. I'm just proud I passed the test. I got to be honest.
Yeah. So he said he gives me a hard time at home school.
It's a hard
he did
test.
One day of school.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, right, one year of school.
Whenever you write these, Joy was actually in particular a hard song to write because we didn't want it to feel kitschy and sort of fluffy and lighthearted and like escapism, but we also didn't want it to feel too heavy-handed. And so it was like this, we did 86 versions of it before we kind of finished the song. But in the end, we're very proud that not only, you know, people in sort of the spiritual community in America have really rallied around it, but that it feels like the whole country is sort of saying, this is where we find ourselves as a nation. This is the sort of thing we need to choose.
Yes, I agree. And speaking of fans relating, I know you've been on an album release tour all month. How's that been going and how has the reaction been?
I often, you know, when we got sent the album link and it's like, "Hey, your album's finished." I was sitting with my wife and I told her, I was like, it's finished. And she's like, "How does it feel?" And I said, "Well, it feels kind of empty because unless we're with the people like this tour and unless these songs are being heard by these people, it kind of feels like, why did I spend all this time making this music?" And so to actually see the kind of satisfaction of, you know, going to these concerts and these people are like, "This is my song." And yet the album's only been out 2 weeks is super fulfilling and satisfying. It's been an amazing thing. And they're just, they're all the dedicated ones. They're all out there because they're like, man, we just love what you do. So the audiences have been loud and proud, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's a cool time for music too, man, because with the digital era now, people are getting music immediately. So, like, right. 3 days after the album was released, they were already singing the songs. And
yeah, that's great.
Kind
huh?
of flabbergasting.
And when you perform on these live shows, is it pretty stripped back? Do you have a
band with you? No. It's pretty preposterous. It's like, man, it's like lasers. There's 8 of us on stage. Last I counted, there was 43 instruments on stage. Very theatrical. A lot of us are multi-instrumentalists. There's a lot of movement, a lot of storytelling as well. But we were just at the theater at the Ace Hotel last night and just had a ball. But we kind of jammed it all on stage because there was so much equipment.
And how many siblings are there?
It's 7 of us total.
Is there 7 of us?
5 boys,
wow.
2 girls. Hey, same parents, man.
Mr.
Same
Smallfoot. Wow.
small bone.
Yeah, he's a persuasive bloke, your dad just said. Exactly. Keep him busy out there. That's great. And you two fall where in the 7?
I'm the deprived middle child.
Oh, okay. So you've got a lot to say.
I do have a lot to say.
Yeah, he talks a lot.
Yeah.
Very
you're
insecure.
Right behind?
Yeah.
And you're right behind. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So I get
we
it.
We were arch rivals growing up, dude. Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have a sister. I have a sister. Yeah, my mom and dad have a lot of brothers and sisters and stuff, so they just wanted one of each right there. Do the other siblings play as well? Are they musically inclined?
It is a family affair. Literally, our oldest sister was an artist for many years, and dad managed her as well. And we were the Australian version of the Von Trapp family because we just moved over, and dad kind of looked around. The joke was that he needed cheap labor.
Yeah.
And he saw that he had 5 sons, and we were all teenagers or even preteens. So he put us all to work as the road crew, lighting, video, stage. And fast forward, 15 years with the King Country, we're all still doing it.
Love that.
We're all
about
keeping
it in the family.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
We do too.
Then you keep it in the family, keep the money in the family. Very good. And, there are certain dynamics, though, because just like all siblings, you fight, but you got to be professional and go on. The show must go on.
Yeah. Well, when if you start a band with a bunch of friends, if you get angry enough,
you can break up.
Hey, I'm just done with this.
Right.
Dude, we still got to do Thanksgiving and Christmas together,
right,
man.
Exactly. You can't just bounce.
We got to figure it out. And I think that's a really nice thing. There's an accountability to that. Like, hey, you and I aren't getting along right now. We got to figure this out. And thankfully through music, we've become best friends, and been working together for a lot of years now.
Well, you know how it is with kids. My kids will literally be, it'll be the UFC. And 2 minutes later, they'll be hugging and...
Oh, yeah. Best friends, man. They're best friends.
Dude, yeah, exactly.
We're not the physical... We were arch rivals growing up. We're not the physical punchers. We are the verbal assault.
Like,
assault right there.
And this is kind of cool. I heard you guys are going to be playing the Sydney Opera House for the first time.
We are, man.
Wow.
It's a full circle moment because, our dad who's here, he promoted shows in Australia. That's what kind of he did in Australia. So a concert promoter booking out... the Opera House, and then for us, this is our first time to go back to our homeland of Australia and play a show.
This is sort of a formal apology to Australia that we've been a band for 6 years and we have not gone to our homeland. So it's like, well, we'll just go by the grace of God, to the greatest venue in Australia.
Right.
And hopefully
it's just downhill from here. So.
Yeah, right.
Where else
right.
do you play after that? It's
what a special way to make the big debut there, though. And you also got a Christmas tour coming up. Those are fun.
They are fun.
Yeah. Do you sprinkle in any original Christmas music? Have you guys wrote any songs?
We
of that
have.
Nature?
We wrote a love song, kind of a love song Christmas tune original, and a few others. I've been married for 5 years, and so that kind of inspired this song, Into the Silent Night, which my wife, I was in 2 minds whether I should tell you. She said to say hello, but she said to tell you hello.
Please give her my best.
And she's a lovely woman. She was wanting to be here today. She's a SoCal girl. She's an Hispanic lady, and she's a great girl. But so Christmas to a lot of originals. We'll even do some songs off Burn the Ships. We'll do classics. But it's this awesome moment because you're taking some of the most nostalgic songs,
right?
Right. That anyone has ever heard.
Yeah. Sure.
And kind of blending them into an evening. So it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, it'd be a fun show, man. I hope to get to see you guys in person. That's great. I'm going to put you on the spot before I let you go. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Yeah.
Current song obsession.
Current song obsession. There's a song from a band that I kind of grew up on called Switchfoot. They just released a song called Native Tongue, and I dig it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love theatrical scores. So I don't actually, I'm not really as much of the pop radio guy. So okay. The last film I saw that I really enjoyed, I'm going through the Harry Potter series. John Williams did
the
score.
He's breaking the rules.
Am I breaking the rules?
Not at all. Not at all.
Sorry.
You're at the right place here at Universal, too, for the Harry Potter.
There you go. That's why I said it.
That's right.
There you go. Full circle.
Theme.
Full circle.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
The Incredibles 2. I got kids, man.
I'm with you. Good one, by the way.
Yeah.
Three under five. Last movie I saw in theaters, it's escaping me, Mario.
It's been that long, huh?
It seems it has.
The movie
been.
That I want to go see desperately okay. is Last Man, or on the Moon, the Moon movie.
The
right,
first, right. Man.
First Man,
First Man, Last Man. Man. Last Man.
You might be the last man to see it.
That's right. We don't even know if he really went, do we? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, I really want to go see that. It looks amazing.
Okay, next celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, I can answer this one.
You had that already.
Jessica Alba. Celebrity class. Keira Knightley. Pride and Prejudice, man.
Good taste. Good taste. And you, sir?
No comment.
No comment. Growing up, you're not going to get in trouble with the wife.
This is like two decades
ago.
Like
when you're 12 or 13.
I don't know if I...
Luke is like Jesus Christ. He's the good brother in the family, Mario. So he's
That was the first no comment I've ever gotten for growing up. I'm like,
there was some intentionality behind that.
At the moment. No comment. You know what? Let's stick with the no comment. All right. That's fine.
Hey, did you just celebrate a birthday, by the way?
Yes, I did.
Happy birthday.
Thank
His
you.
His birthday was two days ago.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
When was your birthday?
Mine was the 10th.
All right. October day before 10th. My other brother's birthday.
Libras are the coolest.
There
right
is a preposterous amount of October birthdays, and I'm trying to do the math of like conception because my wife's birthday is in October. I guess it's the cold months, man.
Yeah, I it seems that there is a preposterous amount, too. Yeah. I don't know why. Is that what's New Year's Eve? New Year's.
Well, yeah, it's Christmas, New Year's.
Okay, you know what's cold? Makes it... Two more. Best Australian export.
Uggs.
Wow, I don't think I can argue with that. Uggs are...
That's legit, right? I mean, I put those on my feet. My feet
these aren't as popular, but it's sort of similar, but lambskins. Man, if you have a little one...
Are they like the version of an Ugg?
No, it's... I don't have... It's not a brand. It's just like... Australian imported lambskins.
Just straight lambskin.
Just straight lambskin.
What does one do with lambskin?
It's for infants. You put them in the infant cot.
It sounds warm.
And
got
it's
it.
Yeah, they love it.
Well, the whole idea it's was it's gift, very actually. Breathable. So yes. The kid keeps like your tiny little kids warm and they're breathable. Right?
What would you say the most iconic Australian band is?
The Bee Gees?
Yeah. See, that's what first came to mind too. But then
Air Supply?
Men at Work.
I love Air Supply. Air Supply, I think, is one of those underrated duos.
Dad, what would you say? What was it, the most iconic?
Little River Band.
Little River Band's from Australia? Get out of here. Wait, I love Little River Band. They're on my playlist. I'll have to show you. Are they from Australia? Lady, I love that song. That song is great. Are they from Australia? I had no idea. In Excess was another great one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is AC/DC
Midnight
Australian?
Oil?
Or are they
AC/DC?
Ooh, AC/DC.
Man, Australians.
The first thing I was going to say when he said Bee Gees, I thought AC/DC.
So did I. I was like, AC/DC. Little River, you made my day. I didn't know that.
And Keith Urban, man.
I'm going to show you so you don't.
Keith Urban's a great guy.
Wow. Okay. Last one. Favorite Bible verse.
Wait. We're going to turn the tables. Mario Lopez.
What's your favorite Bible verse?
I mean, the classic Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What is that? 3:14?
Well, that's good.
Like
with
that.
The Achilles.
With the Achilles. I like the song. There's a couple Psalms and Proverbs. What's the one where put the hand on the plow and I don't look back? That was a powerful one. I can't escape it right now. There's a couple Psalms and Proverbs. You put me on the spot.
But no, this is good. I've always wanted this to do this good. To an interviewer.
But,
so,
yeah. I can appreciate the spiritual muscle you guys built there.
Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God is one that has always been special to me because I translate it. I go... Some trust in our jobs, some trust in doctors, some trust in these different things. And that one's always been kind of, I read that when I was probably 12 and I just brought the tears from it. My other favorite one is Jesus Wept. That one's pretty powerful as well. Yeah. To know that Jesus wept. It's good.
You're keeping them curt and powerful.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on everything, gentlemen and Mr. Smallbone.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, Smallfoot. Another great film. Listen to Burn the Ships on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. You can follow him on Instagram at For King and Country. Thanks again, gentlemen, for stopping by. Let's grab a pick.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez.